A group called Protect Seattle Now carried dollar signs and a 25-foot cloth monster through the streets. They said it was the monster tunnel, eating taxpayer money. About 60 protesters marched from the viaduct to City Hall, where they urged voters to reject Referendum 1. Organizer Esther Handy says the tunnel won't solve traffic congestion and it costs too much.
$3.1 billion for less than 2 miles of highway. There will be $7 to $9 round-trip tolls, and the final environmental impact statement shows that with those tolls, only a third of current viaduct users will actually use the tunnel. That's the same amount of traffic on city streets as if we just took down the viaduct and did nothing. That's not a solution.
She says their group isn't endorsing any specific traffic plan yet, but they want Seattle voters to send a signal to state lawmakers. Even though it's just an advisory vote, they want to get the tunnel project off the table before it's too late. Brad Meacham is a candidate for Seattle City Council.
Let's make sure that we reject this tunnel in August, and in November we change the council. We get a council that doesn't roll over, a council that stands up for the future, and make sure that we do better. Thank you.
The protesters were met at City Hall by a handful of tunnel supporters carrying props of their own. Dozens of cardboard traffic lights, they said, represent the congestion that will occur if no tunnel is built. They say the Alaskan Way Viaduct replacement has been debated long enough, and it's time to move forward with the state's preferred alternative. Mail-in ballots for the primary election will be counted on August 16th. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.